Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
The Golden Globes were announced yesterday, the nominations, that is, with Emilia Perez, a musical crime thriller, leading with 10 nominations, including acting, directing, writing, and music. Other top contenders include The Brutalist with 7, Conclave with 6, and The Substance and Anora with 5 each. And the television, it looks like Hulu's The Bear, Only Murderers in the Building, and Shogun emerged as front runners, with The Bear earning 5 nominations. The others securing 4.
Thanks, Chef.
St. Louis's own Nikki Glaser is going to host the awards on January 5th, and you can see it on CBS or Paramount.
I did. I saw Nikki Glaser's tease of that, where she is cutting promos of what she might say and claiming that she's going to kind of be edgy during the whole thing.
I'm sure she will be.
I'm sure she will.
She usually
be.
Do anything else.
Right? I'll wait to see highlights the next day, because surely she'll say something political.
Yeah, it should be interesting. And I didn't recognize, I don't think, a name of more than 2 of the shows you just mentioned did I even recognize.
half the movies I don't know. I'm sure Carl's seen most of them. But
I saw Conclave yesterday.
Have you watched The Bear, Sue?
I have, and I gave it an episode, and I just couldn't get into it. But I understand that people love it. I
gave it 5 or 6 episodes, because I kept thinking, I'm going to get this. And it was the same story over and over again.
Yeah.
They just all refer to themselves as Chef, and it's about him trying to save his dead brother's restaurant or something. And I don't know. I just never really – I like the actor. I like the actors in it. I just never really – It just never caught my attention.
What is good is Only Murders in the Building.
That is good.
Yep.
It's great.
The first season was really good. Second season was pretty good. I feel like it got a little bit repetitive.
Ooh,
like,
I didn't watch.
They were trying to come up with new things, and it gives it. But the first season, definitely.
I have loved Lioness, and I'm waiting to watch the season finale, or next to the season finale, 1 and 3. I'm waiting at home on demand. That's a great show.
It looks like Time Magazine has announced its 10 finalists for its 2024 Person of the Year. They revealed it on NBC's Today Show yesterday. The contenders list, here's a couple of them. Kamala Harris is on there, Kate Middleton, Elon Musk, Netanyahu, Jerome Powell, Joe Rogan, Donald Trump, Mark Zuckerberg.
Wait a minute, you ask Donald Trump as if it's a throwaway. Shouldn't he be the front runner?
Who knows? We kind of had this
Musk,
discussion.
I was going to say Donald Trump should be, or Elon Musk.
Yeah, Musk.
Kate Middleton. What is Kate Middleton?
She had cancer.
Okay.
Yeah, but person of the year? I don't understand this award anymore.
It's worldwide, I guess.
Maybe Doug Imhoff for putting up with Kamala. Is his name not on there?
Well, we'll find out in 3 days who wins, because it comes out in December 13th.
Mm. And you'll announce it, and then we won't talk about it.
Exactly. We'll be like, oh, okay.
Yawn.
The Eras Tour did end. We mentioned that yesterday, but here's something kind of fun. Taylor Swift distributed $197 million in bonuses to her team during a record-breaking tour. This is according to a source familiar with the matter. Recipients included truck drivers, caterers, dancers, production staff, and more. They were recognizing their contribution over the past 2 years. This generosity accounts for 9.4% of the tour's $2.1 billion revenue, and it earned from 10.1 million tickets sold.
So I wonder how much each person got.
So they got paid, and this was in bonuses.
Right, but how much did
the ticket scalpers donate? Because they're the ones that made more money, right? When they sold her $200 ticket for $20,000, for goodness sake.
As much as I gripe about Taylor Swift, she has done some kind things in that way with paying her staff. So props to her for that.
She actually did this last year, too. She gave $100,000 to the truck driver.
Yes, I remember that.
That came out. It looks like Costco plans to eliminate its year-round book section in 500 of its 600 stores starting in January. The familiar book displays catering to toddler children and adults will no longer be a staple at most locations. Instead, books may only be available seasonally from September to December. So it looks like they're getting rid of them. I don't know. I guess people are doing more e-readers.
Maybe. I didn't even know the book section existed at Costco.
Yeah, they've always got like one table chilling out in the back that's got a bunch of books on it.
It's usually like in the way.
Yeah, it really kind of is. The rumors about Disney Channel shutting down have sparked widespread concern among fans, but the reality is more nuanced. While the network will continue to operate in many regions, Disney confirmed it will close its TV channels in France and Brazil in early 2025, so the U.S. is fine. This move is part of the company's strategy to adapt to changing media landscapes and prioritizing Disney Plus streaming. So, it didn't really affect the U.S., but people were all worried because they heard it was going to shut down at some point.
So we're finishing up watching Yellowstone. I guess there's one episode left. Finding the platform upon which you could watch that has been a nightmare every single time. And I ended up going to Amazon Prime and paying per episode to watch it.
Oh, my gosh. How much were you paying per episode?
$2.99.
Oh, my gosh.
It's on Paramount Network.
Yeah, but which we don't have.
Yellowstone is now? It's not on Peacock anymore?
It's not on Paramount Plus either. Or you could pay $80 a year for Peacock or whoever.
It's
insanely maddening is what it is.
JustWatch.com tells you exactly where it is.
Get more at 971talk.com.